fast kick drum. Lights out all night.
Shady here with another Pirate Pods interview. I'm in San Francisco at Slim's with the girls from 2 Seconds. Girls, introduce yourselves and what do you do in the band?
I'm Lily. I play drums and sing sometimes.
And my name is Sierra and I play guitar and also tend to sing sometimes. If I'm so inclined. Anywhere. Don't dance, baby, this ain't rock and roll.
Question we have is, how did 2 Seconds meet and get together?
Ah, Shady, I gotta tell ya. Alright, well, so first, there was this club in Oakland called iMusicast, and when we were like 12 and 13, we used to go there and we like really thought that we were punk and stuff, and
we were punk.
Yeah, no, we were
there was no doubt.
We were totally punk. And like, we were kind of rivals there, I guess, because like, we were of the same popularity status, like everyone knew each other at this club, and it was like, yeah.
All the 12-year-olds.
Yeah, we were punk. Anyway, so we knew each other from there.
Twin punk girls.
And then, God, this, do you want to be a, it's like a long story. Like, basically, this, I needed a drummer, and I was sort of involved with our present label, Popstar Records. Sucks. And so, someone suggested that we play together, and then, like, we really hated each other. And then Popstar Records, sucks, made us do all of this shitty intern work, and so we were like, oh, God, we really gotta get out of here. So we went and did our own thing, like, kind of became friends and stuff, and then, like, once we played some shows, Popstar Records was like, all right, you can come back. You don't have to do shitty intern work.
Right. As if they had anything else at
right,
the time.
Right, exactly.
Not.
That was really boring. Can we start over?
And that's the beginning of 2 Seconds.
Yeah. Essentially.
Yeah, pretty much.
That's the boring version.
What inspired you both to start writing music and playing music?
I was, like, in 7th grade, and I was really ghetto, and, like, I was, like, literally, like, a break dancer and one of the bros, and there were these two girls that were in my PE class at the time, and they were very punk, and, like,
again, with the punk.
And, you know, they were singing Good Charlotte. And
a very punk band.
Avril Lavigne, such bands.
Also punk.
In the locker room. And I was like, they are so cool. Like, damn, why can I not be this cool? I'm breakdancing, and I'm doing all this rad stuff, and it's not working out. And they're like, hey, we heard that you have a drum set in your house. I was like, yeah, I don't really play. And they're like, that's cool, come play with us. I was like, cool, this is my chance. So I kind of, like, picked up drums at that point and realized that that was kind of more of who I was, and such. It went on as such afterwards.
Yeah, I don't really have an answer for that question. Just, like, it just kind of, I'm sorry. Lame.
It just happens. It's always been there.
Yeah, my parents are, like, I live in what's basically, like, a hippie commune, and so, like, it was like, hey, Sierra, you know? Play us a song on your piano. And I was like, okay. I don't know.
No, that's a good answer, actually. That's actually a good answer.
Thanks.
What made you guys decide to just be a two-piece?
Oh, well, like, originally, like, the way that I got involved with Popstar Records was I had recorded with my former drummer, and then things, for whatever reason, like, didn't really work out with us, and so, I mean, but it just, I don't know, like, I really listened to a lot of White Stripes, like, when I was punk, when I was, like, 12, 13. The White Stripes, to me, they were punk. And so I embraced said punk and was like, hey, dude, I don't need a bassist. I'm like, I don't know, it just...
And, like, when we started playing together, we realized that there was no lack of bass in our sound.
Well, it's just so easy, you know, like, we don't really have to ever practice, or, like, you know, like, it's not like, hey, let's make sure that this sounds right, and, like, and if this, like, flows, it's, like, there are two instruments. It couldn't possibly be any easier.
And plus, like, as we grew to be closer friends, it became, like, if we were gonna put another person in this band, it just wouldn't work out chemistry-wise.
Most importantly, though, I feel, is that if we had a bassist, the whole band wouldn't fit in Lily's car. And so, like, with all the equipment and, like, an extra person. So, like, that's the real reason. Like,
right, that's basically it. That, yeah.
That's it. Sorry.
Damn it. Okay, tonight's show is a record release party. I believe this is your second release with your label, Pop Smear Records. Can you tell us about, a little bit about the record, where you, like, how the whole recording process was, and where can people find the record, and...
We actually don't know where it's going to end up in the next few weeks, but hopefully in places like Amoeba and Tower, so we've been told. But
the fact, like, we're working with, like, one of the... It's hard to tell.
And, I don't know, I mean, the story behind the album is kind of, like...
Until we're legal, like...
Right, it's kind of up to interpretation,
like,
but...
We're both 16, and so it's, like...
Or 23 tonight.
Pretty much, yeah, shut up. Pretty much it's like, everywhere we go, everything we do, like, we're just doing our thing, but everyone's always like, whoa, you're 16, like, whoa, oh my god, you're 16, like, did you notice that you're 16? And, like, in high, like, oh, you're in high school, like, what? And it's just like, we know. Like,
so basically
we've been 16 for a year now, like, we got it.
We call this collection of songs, What Is Happening Until We Turn 18, when we turn legal, so, mm-hmm. like, until we're legal, we're gonna make songs like this, so.
Right.
Kind of why it's called that.
Do you guys have a favorite song on the record?
let me see. I don't know.
Forget it.
Damn it.
I actually like the song Until We're Legal, the right. title track.
And everybody knows out on the road when another tire blows and everybody is right.
Song Male Chauvinist, which is the last track. It's done live, so it's not amazing sounding, but that song really resonates.
It's a campfire song.
Yeah, it's meaningful.
So go now back east, kid, and tell your friends of the wrong you did, and go forget the good time spent backstage where we hid. You are a male chauvinist.
You guys were labeled and put into a category, and people obviously put you in the punk and rock category.
Well,
your music is very youthful, it's very feminine. Do you consider yourselves feminists, activists, communists even?
I'm a communist.
Yeah.
She doesn't even know what that means.
No, I'm not actually a communist, but I am a big fan of communist propaganda, mm-hmm. like old posters. Like, I have like a couple books of Cuban propaganda art, which are really cool. But no, not really.
No. I mean, we hate guys as much as any other 16-year-old girls do, but, like...
And love them as much as
exactly,
any other 16-year-old
exactly.
girls do.
Well, and, like, that's the thing. It's, like, a lot of people, if they knew us, especially Lily, I'd say, would be like, oh, yeah, you're feminist, just because, like...
What?
No, just because, like, we really, like, a lot of 16-year-old girls, especially ones who are, like, in the media, are like, hey, let's be whores, you know, and, like...
Oh, totally.
I mean, we're obviously not that, and we're not planning on becoming that, but it's not, like, it's not something that we, like, advocate and say, like, oh, you should do this. It's just, like, what we do.
We have respect for ourselves.
Just because you're not, you know, playing yourself off like the other girls out mm-hmm. there, we won't mention any names, doesn't mean that you're a feminist.
Right, not. Exactly. Okay. Somewhere in between.
Okay, cool.
Whores and feminists.
Well, yeah. Then how difficult is it to be, you know, quote-unquote, a girl band? Is this a good thing? Is it make it more difficult, or...?
I'd say in terms of girliness, like, being a girl is really easy and beneficial in this whole band thing, because, like, you know, we probably wouldn't be playing tonight if we weren't little girls, you know? It's just, it's kind of made everything really easy, and, like, 2 seconds, they're good musicians, but they're girls! Whoa! Cool!
Yeah.
And, like, in that aspect, I think the girl band is really cool and easy, what? And, like, makes it very much easy.
But I've never been in any other kind of band, you know? It's like, we're both girls. We've never been in, like, man bands or anything.
Because the men don't get categorized, you know? They don't. It doesn't get
exactly.
called a boy band.
Wait, but no,
you know,
no matter
the attention
what,
is put on girls
it's
when
like,
it's a girl
exactly.
band.
Exactly.
Right.
But so in that aspect, it's easy.
It's easier for you then, yeah?
Yeah.
But, like, no matter what, it's like, even if you are in a band with only guys, it's like, the girl in the band with the girl, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm.
Do you worry about people taking it seriously?
Well, do we take it seriously?
I don't know. not really.
No.
Like, this is very much for us just for fun. And, like, obviously it is fun, because we're always having fun, and it's not as serious, like, we need to make it.
Yeah,
you know,
we gotta make it, man. Like, no.
We're gonna be famous musicians forever. Like, not at all.
Like, we plan to have lives at some point.
If you were gonna be anything other than musicians, what would you be?
Plenty of other things.
Yeah.
I mean, actually, like, me at least, I really don't plan on being a musician after I'm 18 or 19. But, I don't know. I'd like to be a journalist.
Yeah.
That's my thing right now.
I don't really know what I want. Like, I'm just, like, faithful that, like, whatever it is I'm supposed to be doing, like, I'll be doing it, you know?
Yeah.
Like, I just kind of want to be, like, happy, I guess.
Totally.
That's a good dream to have.
Yeah. And fulfilled, mm-hmm. too.
So, what are some of your guys' favorite bands? What do you really like listening to?
I like Blonde Redhead, Ultra Milk Hotel.
Blonde Redhead?
Broken Social Scene, Blonde Redhead, that's it.
Yeah, Broken Social Scene is like the middle ground for Lily and I. Sonic Youth and Sonic Youth.
Sonic Youth.
And
we only listen to three bands.
Yeah, we really do. It's like Sonic Youth, Blonde Redhead, and Broken Social Scene. Those are the only things that, like...
Okay.
Which is funny, because we don't sound at all
like that. I like any of this advanced.
Yeah, we sound like, what?
What?
We sound like dumb girl bands. We do.
What was the first record either of you ever bought?
NSYNC?
The first record I bought?
Yeah.
Oh, I remember the first record that I bought with, like, money that I had made babysitting. And it was, like, very, like, yeah. It was Blood Sugar Sex Magic.
That's so rock star of you.
Thanks.
Mine's literally like Britney Spears, NSYNC, Celebrity. You know? Like
Now 7.
Right. Kids Bop.
Kids Bop.
Absolutely.
I loved Kids Bop.
I have a feeling I know the answer to this question already, but if I were to get into your car stereo or your home stereo, what CD would I find playing?
Actually, Spice Girls.
Yeah, Spice Girls. That was the one that we forgot to mention.
Right.
We're the only band that we can really listen to and, like, get down to. Cause, like,
especially driving to the city.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, Spice Girls! Woo!
Because, like, the bands that we, like, really appreciate and listen to on our own time, they're like, it's like a meal, you know? You have to, like, get into it and be like... Yeah, you know, like, I'm into the Sonic Youth or, like, the Blonde Redhead, and, like, you have to, like, it's very emotionally draining.
We listen to that on the way home.
Yeah, yeah, but, like, when we need to, like, lock in and, like, calm down and be like, okay, alright, that was fun. But, like, Spice Girls is what we, like, definitely
absolutely
fucking get down to.
We know Spice Girls songs better than we know our own songs.
Yeah, seriously. We know every single
know every
part
harmony,
of every song.
Every flute solo.
Ever created by the Spice Girls.
Who's your favorite Spice?
I'm Sporty Spice.
I'm Ginger.
Ginger.
It's not who's our favorite, it's who we are.
No, it's not.
Just so you know.
Yeah, FYI.
Just to clear that
Which
up.
One are you?
Ooh,
posh.
You know, I never
posh.
Really thought
I'm totally
about
posh.
It.
You're posh. There's no doubt.
Yeah, it's not a question. It's like, what
it's,
are you?
Yeah,
who are
you
on the inside?
My English husband will appreciate that immensely.
Awesome. Give him our highest regards.
What was the first concert you ever went to?
Power of Power. No, The Temptations.
Ooh.
County fairs. County fair concerts.
Oh, cool. County fairs are good for that.
Hell yeah.
I was conceived at a Grateful Dead show. That's the end of my answer
that
to this question.
That's pretty much the story.
That is fantastic. Okay. What would be a perfect day for 2 seconds?
Do you mind? I have a visual.
Please,
visual.
This is coming.
Okay. It's September 29th, 2006, alright? And we wake up in the morning, and, you know, Lily's at school, and she stays at school all day without being interrupted. You know, she's
by producers, right?
Yeah, by any sort of producer who tells her that she needs to drive to South San Jose to pick up CDs before our show that night at Slim's. And then I would do my thing, I'd read some, I'd get some homework done, you know, I'd relax.
That sounds beautiful.
I'd go on a jog, you know, and then at around 6 we would meet up, really happy and refreshed, and go to
and
our show.
And we'd look good.
Yeah, we'd
and we
really
wouldn't
good.
Be PMSing.
We would not be PMSing.
There wouldn't be chocolate in a basket outside of our, or whatever you call this thing.
Yeah, that's our perfect day.
Mm-hmm. That's it.
agree. Yeah, and then we'd play the show at Slim's, it would be great, and then, like, the beautiful Italian men would come and sweep us off our feet.
That's... Oh, and the font on the front of our album would be the one that we actually sent to the pressing company, not Times New Roman.
For all you listeners out there, I hope you're catching the sarcasm in all of this.
Right.
No, we're serious.
No, we're very serious.
No. So, you guys had posted something today, within this last week, I noticed it today, about what is a bird. You wanted to know what a bird was. And I sat there reading this, and I was really, really quite intrigued, and I felt that it needed a response. I lived in England for 4 years, and English men like to call the women that they love, that they wish they could be with, that are intelligent, hot, like, with it women, they're called birds.
That's why they call us bird monsters. Like the guys next door. Yeah.
So I just thought you guys should know that you guys are the colorful songstress type birds.
Oh, that's
beautiful. What birds are.
So. Oh,
that's
so sweet.
And
can we be friends? We can, like, hang out after the interview.
Right? Pirate Pods is absolutely thrilled to have interviewed you. We want to give you a chance to say hi to anybody you want to say hello to. Anything to say to the world?
Let's see.
What's that?
Yeah.
No. I want to say hi to my two little brothers, Jonah and Diggory, and to my cousins, Mickey and Fiore, and Lily and Lonnie.
Cool.
And that's it.
I don't have any friends, but to anyone that's listening, what is up? How are you?
Excellent.
Say hi to your mom.
All right, this has been another Pirate Pods interview. We've just finished up here with the girls from 2 Seconds. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Peace.